You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Happy Halloween, everybody! Woo! I'm attempting to be a Playboy bunny, so you can see my ears here. Let me scoot back so you guys can see my outfit. But I'm going to be a zombie later. So I figured I didn't, you know, I don't want to zombie it out right now while the sun's out. But happy Halloween. Happy get dressed up and be silly day or whatever it is to you. And, you know, listen, it's a short show today. So we're doing 30 minutes because we have to get back to our Halloween festivities. And Carlton Innes is here from Our Water. Carlton, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Halloween to you and your audience as well.
Thank you, Carlton. And what are you? You're a New York Giant today? Is that
I am an optimistic New York Giants fan. The thing fables are written about. Like, they don't exist, but here I am.
But here you are. I love it. So, you know, I've been to the Giants Stadium there in, okay, was it Jersey that I was in? Mm-hmm. The MetLife? Beautiful stadium. Yep. I had a good time.
Yeah, I being here in Texas, I have actually been to see them twice in Jerry's World, both losses. So I won't be doing that anymore. We've had a rough go at it. But like I said, today I'm optimistic. We will beat the Chiefs tomorrow.
Okay, that's good to know. And, you know, I'll have to talk to you about the whole Super Bowl lineup and everything. You know, I'm rooting for, you know.
Yeah.
You guys, Carlton has been on our show before. He's got a podcast of his own, and he's spending his Halloween afternoon with us. So we're really grateful to have you. But you're not just any bottled water. You're a bottled water on a mission. So why don't you introduce yourself to the audience in case they missed the last time you were on, and tell us what our waters are all about.
So good. Happy Halloween again, everybody. Carlton Innes with Aura Rainwater. And our mission is to make sure that every human has access to water. That's priority number one. But as Monique said, we are bottled rainwater. We're harvested and captured right here in Austin, Texas. The water never touches the ground, so we don't have impurities to take out. We capture it, bottle it, and get it out to the people. And with rainwater, what most don't realize is that it's closest to the source. It's what the flowers and the bees and all those songs are made about. And what we do with our rainwater is we make sure that people get healthy hydration. Our motto is hydrate and elevate, because in addition to the nutritiousness behind the water, we also have a mission surrounded around consciousness. So that's where the elevate as you hydrate comes from. We want people to not just embrace and enjoy the water. We want people to have an experience with it that allows them to exist in a better place.
That's really, really beautiful to hear these days. I know that, you know, life is more complicated than ever. And a lot of people really don't have access to clean water. I think, you know, I don't know how it's going in Michigan, but that's a place in my mind that in the U.S. it's one place that could definitely use some fresh water. And I like the concept of you capturing it from the sky and it not needing a lot of processes. Can you walk us through how you're able to do that and, you know, price point and any like logistical items?
So we have, if you would imagine, barrels that surround our plant. Designed to capture as much water as it falls from the sky as it can. And then we go through the traditional bottling process. And so we clean it up a little because there's things, there's dust, there's material in the sky. So we make sure that part is good. But once we get it into the bottle, we get it out.
Yeah. I've had the pleasure of having some R water, and we had it at one of the events out here in LA, and I think people really loved it. And it was your first time coming to LA, right?
We had a great time.
Yeah. What was the overall reaction to your water?
Oh, it was extremely positive because one, you know, out in LA, just understanding the water dynamics in California, that's an attention getter. One, two, to be as pure as it comes, that was definitely intriguing for a lot of folks. But where we really won folks over is when they were able to taste the water. because I don't say it to brag. I'm a believer, but it is very good quality tasting water. And so the feedback was good. We actually were able to create a couple relationships where the water is still out there in LA being sold. So it was definitely a fun experience and a fruitful experience. So thank you for helping make that happen.
You're welcome. And I saw some of your water at the local hotel. Shout out to La Casa del Camino.
Yes.
I saw you do a post with them.
Shout out.
Yes. Hopefully you can have more here in Laguna because I know people loved it and we would love to see more.
We'll be back for sure.
Okay. Okay, good. So tell us a little bit about your experience as a startup owner. You know, the pandemic happened. And how did that affect your business as a startup? And how are you working through that?
Well, so we're growing through grassroots efforts. And being local to Austin, there's a lot of festivals, a lot of activities that take place. So 2020, our focus was on touching as many of those events as possible so we can kind of spread our word, spread our product throughout the local community. So when the pandemic shut things down, it not only halted us from doing that, it gave us an opportunity to really focus on our e-commerce model. So if you were to have visited our website early 2020 and go to it today, it's like night and day. And so we took advantage of what the pandemic gave us. We didn't just kind of sit and twiddle our thumbs. So we were able to really get the e-commerce up and going so we can start delivering the water nationwide and ultimately worldwide at a future point. And now that things are starting to lift a little bit, a lot of bit, depending on what state you're in, but we're able to communicate or connect with people more on a regular basis. So we're really starting to go back to where we were at the start of 2020 so we can start connecting with the people and spreading the message.
Really, really good. I think it is a good time, or it was a good time, it still is a good time to get your e-commerce up, your online presence tighter and get your SEO optimized and, you know, really just harness that online power. And sometimes, you know, these things can bring something unexpectedly positive. I know, you know, people are getting more meetings than ever before. Like, you know, I'm speaking to someone, and because of this global pause, people who probably would have not responded are responding to smaller businesses and taking that online conference or that online Zoom call, you know, and there's a lot of cool partnerships happening and deals being made in this moment. People are slowing down and really looking at what people are doing. And I'm seeing small businesses, you know, I probably say I've spoken to a couple people recently that had to go back and take a regular job. But for the most part, I'm seeing more people jump in it. And that's really heartwarming to see. So what advice would you give someone that's getting into the beverage health and wellness niche of the business as a startup?
Well, know who your target is, because if you go out into the stratosphere, you're going to see a lot of people targeting wellness, a lot of people targeting consciousness. But, you know, who is your audience? Who is that avatar, as we often talk about in the marketing space? But then, you know, like any other startup, you got to be patient. And with the bottled water, the biggest thing I'm learning is the shipping distribution. You know, that's going to be the obstacle that you're faced with. But if your mission is sound and you really hone in on your purpose, you'll make progress. It's like anything else. You got to be patient, got to stay confident, and just don't quit.
It's so true. And I posted this the other that was a few months ago now, but I feel like the pandemic has really made me stronger. I mean, I think that you have to kind of already be a little bit tough to go into, to leave a regular check and then go into a startup space, and you have to be a little bit nuts, right?
Indeed.
You have to be a little combination of nuts and inspirational and aspirational and whatever, but I just remember, you know, I just got this feeling. I was like, the pandemic made me push the gas pedal rather than the brake. Mm-hmm. And it's really freeing people up. I mean, have you seen people taking bolder moves in their startup in their startup aspirations during the pandemic?
For sure. I with the podcast, I've connected with a lot of other podcasters in this journey, and it's a lot of new podcasts popping up, a lot of people really honing in on their personal messages, those things that have been driving them for years. It's something about, as you said, this time we're in with the pandemic, people are just saying, you know, let me take that leap. One of the things I thought about is with the pandemic, we've lost a lot of folks. There's people who aren't here who would have otherwise been here, at least so we believe. And life is short. And so I think to have had something on your mind and in your heart pre-pandemic, you don't know what tomorrow brings. So it, from my standpoint, now what better time than the present, especially when you have this immediate reminder telling us that no day is promised.
Wow, that's really okay. So speaking of that, I'm gonna shift a little here because you do deal with the world's most precious resource, as many people would agree, mm-hmm. Next to diamonds, of course, and wine. No, I'm just kidding. you need all three of those things, but you need water.
I like rum, but I follow you.
right. You got a little rum going on. Well, me and rum do not. Heesh. Okay.
Superman and Superwoman had their kryptonite, so it's okay.
It's true. What do you put in your rum? You just put some rocks on it?
I usually do an aged rum, put it on the rocks, sip it slow, because rum is on the sweeter side compared to, say, whiskey or some other things. So on the rocks, if it's the right kind, I'm not talking about, you know, the little bottle that, you know, they sip on the corner, but a nice aged rum. My favorite is Ron Zacapa. That's my go-to.
Which one is it?
Ron Zacapa, Guatemalan rum.
I'm having a Caribbean flashback with the rum. So I'm having sand flashbacks. It's a whole mess. All right. For people who are in the nonprofit sector and looking to help with you know, people around the world that probably don't have access to really clean, good water, where can they reach out and how can they partner with Our Water to, you know, get some water flowing there?
Well, you can visit our website. Our contact information is on there, www.aurarainwater.com, because we're constantly taking on new partnerships and projects that ultimately just do what you said. You know, water is we often say scarce resource, but the reality is we exist in a closed ecosystem. So the same amount of water that we had 1,000 years ago is the same amount of water that we have today. It's just our ability to access it and for it to be healthy and in the form in which we can consume it. So that's the opportunity before us. The water is here. It's coming, but it's being able to get it, keep it safe, keep it clean, and make sure that those who need it are able to receive it.
Mm-hmm. How is the supply chain situation disrupting your shipping and distribution of our water? Because, you know, literally my backyard, there's shipping containers sitting out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You know, I'm in Laguna and I can see them, you know, from Long Beach all the way up this way. So, I can visually see the problem, but how is it?
For us, it's made it a lot more expensive. That it's caused us again to revisit what we're doing, because when we went to LA, getting it to you was a little easier than it is today. So our priority is to make sure that we landscape our local community right now, make sure that they are getting Aura in Austin and Houston and Dallas and San Antonio, the places that we can get to with a price point that makes sense. It's definitely become a more expensive endeavor for us.
But you're not going to stop, right? Aura is forever.
No. Aura is forever. No, it's not going.
Aura is forever tattoo.
Always. Aura for life. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
We need a tramp stamp. We need an R tramp stamp. Something. If you don't put your logo on your body, you know, I got other stuff. I don't even have my logo on my body yet.
That's something to think about. I'm tattoo list, so you give me something to consider.
All right. Well, whenever you're back here, we'll have to make sure we coordinate with Zane. Shout out to Zane at Bare Bones Tattoo. I need another session, dude. And we'll bring Carlton in.
Yeah, for my first time.
Oh, well, we would love to do that, though. I would love to have you be a first timer. You're in good hands with me, though, because, you know, we did Inked, the tattoo show in the Palms. I don't know if you remember back in on A&E. It was a tattoo show. Yeah, so I was casting director for the first couple seasons, and we've got tattoo stories and all that. So anyway, so Carlton, where can, like, so you're doing San Antonio, Austin,
Dallas, Houston.
Dallas and Houston, right? Those are the areas? Okay, great. So shout out to any hotels out there, any restaurants that want RO water, gyms.
Gyms, yoga studios, all the good stuff.
Trader Joe's. Is there a Trader Joe's out there?
There's Trader Joe's. Maybe one. Maybe
two. Yeah. Sprouts. I know you guys have Whole Foods.
We have Whole Foods.
Yeah.
The big grocery carry out here is HEB and in turn Central Market. So we're targeting them as well.
HEB. Okay, good. So, all right. So what is your, here's a question. I'm going to start asking some of my startups that come on. What is your startup New Year's resolution? Or I like to call it a list of choices rather than resolutions, but however you say it. Because it'll be November tomorrow. So we're getting into the holidays now. So what is your resolutions for our water in 2022?
That's a good one. To continue carrying forth the message, not just sell water, the emphasis on consciousness. On each bottle, we have the word gratitude imprinted. So we want to make sure that we are not just salespeople, that we also speak to and represent our brand. So I think consciousness, hydrate, elevate, gratitude is going to be at the forefront of everything we're doing 2022 for sure.
Right. Let the vision pull you forward too. I mean,
amen. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Do you have a bottle with you there, Carlton?
I could grab one, but I don't have one sitting in my seat right now.
Okay, because I want the viewers to see it. So I'm going to go get my bottle because I have mine right up here. So you guys hold on 1 second.
All right. Thank you for that.
Okay. I thought I had it out close by, but it's here. Aha. Okay. Ah, here it is. Guys, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. Okay. I'm back. All right,
well, you guys. I'm glad you had it because I was more so making sure I was costume ready. I forgot about
that. Yeah.
About making sure I had the water on me. But yes, that is our bottle.
That's no problem. I got to learn how to twist it. There we go. Our water. It's got the meditative logo. Is that too bright? I really like it. And so on, it says, you know, connect our hearts, energize our well-being. We hope you all allow it to flow through you just as the water does. What a great way not to waste water. And as it comes down out of the clouds, you can drink it. And it is a special thing. And I love your logo. Again, it's eco-friendly. It's conscious. And you guys are very, you get back to the community. You're very giving, right?
We are. It's who we are for sure.
All right, Carlton, why don't you plug your podcast? Tell the viewers where they can follow you and what your podcast is all about.
So the podcast is Unsolicited Genius. It's found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. It's me and a couple of my fraternity brothers, and we focus on sports, real world topics, headline news, and entertainment. The main objective is for us to represent our own voices. I think between social media, the volume of podcasts, just the 24-hour news cycle, whether it's ESPN or CNN, there's a lot of conversation about what Black people think, what Black men think. And as I would hear it, it wasn't representing me. It wasn't representing my voice. So rather than continue to hear what didn't align and or be misrepresented, we said, let's do it ourselves. And so we cover everything from Nas's last album to Joe Biden, administration so far, to giving a complete rundown of how we think the NFL is going. And so it's a range, but in an hour, we pull it together pretty well and have a good time doing it.
That's really great. And it does feed right in your subject matters do feed into the title correctly. You know, it's Unsolicited Genius. And it's kind of a play. I love it. It's a might be an entendre. I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when when you watch the show, it really is. Well, I'm excited. I hope that you continue your success. I know you're going to continue your success. I'm actually thinking this would be really great at the ski resorts. Ski resorts?
Ski resorts. Like my light is, pay attention.
Light is too bright. Can you guys? There you go.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
Borrow water, guys. Ski resorts would really love this. You got to get into the hotels in Vegas because folks are dehydrated like a mother. I know I'm always.
I've been to Vegas a time or two. You, that would be a fair assessment. Hydration is very important out in Las Vegas for more reason than one.
Get this to Vegas. I'm there all the time. I'll bring some. All right. Well, you guys, stay tuned. I'm going to be doing a post really soon that involves Our Water. They helped support a launch of a foundation earlier this year with some pretty big names. And we're going to be, we're excited to finally, it's been a while to get that fully done, but it happens. But we're going to be releasing that really soon on my page. If you're not following me, follow me at Cap Aquarius Media, C-A-P Aquarius Media, and you'll see that post with Our Water's logo and further information about what that event was earlier this year in the spring. Also, you can follow me at Monique Loray Stinson. That's at MoniqueLoreStinson, or at The Startup with Monique Loray. Carlton, plug your socials. How can people follow you guys?
So Aura Rainwater, that's our website. That's our Instagram, Facebook, not on Twitter. And then Unsolicited Genius, as I said, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We have an Instagram page, Unsolicited Genius Podcast. So yeah, we're out there enjoying it, having fun, and feeling good about our mission and our focus.
Well, I love it. And, you know, stay hydrated. Keep doing the beautiful work you're doing. Giants when the Rams aren't playing and when the Raiders aren't playing.
Got the Raiders. We got the Raiders next week. I'm predicting the W on that one, too.
Okay, well, are they going to be in Vegas or are they going to be in New York?
New York.
Okay, well, you know, then they're just 50-50 shot. Oh, my goodness. It was so much fun. What do you want to leave the viewers with for this last quarter push for any business owner? What do you want to leave us with? Any motivational little nuggets here?
Motivational nuggets. So happy Halloween again. And as you out trick or treating, just realize that whatever you're doing, whatever you are, enjoy yourself. The pandemic is stressful, but in also realizing that no day is promised, that means why not make the most of where you are? So as much as you hustle, as much as you grind, as much as you have goals and objectives and financial targets that you're seeking, have fun, laugh, joke, play, find people that you know that you not just can be successful in business with, find people that you can have fun working with. I think as we get into our zones and in the hustle mode, we lose sight of the broader picture. It's one life. Is one life that we live, is one life that we've been given. So in making the most of it, it's not only about how much you make, it's what you do with it as well. So have fun out there.
I love it. And last question, Carlton, any charities or special organizations that are close to your heart that in this coming holiday season, you would like to give a shout out to where people could possibly connect and support?
Well, the one nearest dear my heart is kind of in a different space because prior to full-time entrepreneurship, I worked in healthcare. And so the one I would like to give a shout out to is the National Association for Health Service Executives. They are healthcare. It's an organization of Black healthcare administrators. And as much as we talk about the physicians and the nurses and they are true healthcare heroes, and are getting or dealing with a lot as they seek to care for people, The health administrators, the ones that operate the business, the ones that help make the decisions on who, on the financial decisions on who gets what and when, they in the fight too. And I have a lot of colleagues that are stressed out. I'm getting them water as soon as I can, as fast as I can, so they can also hydrate and elevate. But yeah, shout out to NASA. Y'all, you all are doing good work. And I want to make sure that you receive the love that you so, so very much deserve.
I love that. And yes, that system is strained to the max right now. So hopefully we're at the very end of this thing. It's been a long, almost 2 years. And shout out to them. That's really, I appreciate you representing that part of it, because there's a lot of beautiful people out there that get overlooked. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
They do good work.
Yeah. And if without the healthcare system, we'd really be in a mess. So, I mean,
indeed.
Wow. All right, Carlton. Well, we covered everything, right? I mean, I'm excited. Can we order? How long for the shipment? Are we just focusing on the regional, that the cities that we said, or can people?
Yeah, regionally, we get it to you in a few days. If it's beyond that, we kind of victim to the postman. So that takes 10 days to 2 weeks, as it's turning out right now. But again, if you want the water, you're interested in trying it, aurarainwater.com. My contact information is there. If you want to reach me directly, first name Carlton at aurarainwater.com. Shoot me an email and we'll get some water to you.
Yes, yes. And obviously I drank all mine up. There's the QR code, guys. Scan it.
Scan it. I love technology.
I love technology too, Carlton. I love technology. All right, Carlton. Thank you so much for doing this show, our Halloween show, and dressing up as a giant.
optimistic Giants fan. Gotta be specific.
Hey, Giants, he's available. You can recruit him.
I'm here for
catch
you.
The fly balls. Well, that's the wrong sport. Okay.
Hey, you got the World Series still going. You all right.
Okay. Oh, good looking out. All right, Carlton. Well, I'll see you soon in the next iteration of your events next year or the year after, or whenever you decide to come back out. We'll have you back.
All right.
We'll have you in studio this next time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you are going back to studio. Yeah, see?
Yeah, like once a month, but then next year it'll be more because I'll be off the road. So we'll have to have you in studio when you're here.
Right. I'm game.
And since we're on LA Talk Radio, what do you want LA to know about our city when you first came here and how you felt about our city?
Oh, man, that... I'm a big downtown person, so being on the highway and just seeing that view from the highway, driving past the Staples Center, the house on the hills. It for me, it was seeing it with my own eyes. It was everything that the picture was painted to be. The weather was beautiful and got real cold real fast, so it was an experience. I had a great time, but it delivered on all my expectations.
I saw you sitting there basking in it, and we were covered, Hollywood Hills. And I was just sitting there watching him, and I could tell that you just took a deep breath and you just felt comfortable. And I love to see it.
I did. You caught me in my mode for sure.
Welcome back anytime, Carlton. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Monique.
All right, dear. See you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. All right, you guys. You caught me still trying to get my outfit together. I'm going to be a zombie Playboy bunny. So right now, I don't have all my makeup on, but I'll take a photo later and do that up. But this is my my costume. I've got my cufflinks here. My little, I'll figure it out. All right, you guys. That was Carlton from Aura Water. So you can find them on Instagram. Again, it's Reclaimed Rainwater, and to your cup. Thank you to La Casa del Camino for your sponsorship and support. Thank you to Michael Solberg Family Wines for your sponsorship and support. And an update on the pandemic film, the next city and country we'll be in is Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So that's coming up in early November. If you have a pandemic story, you can email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. We're looking for anything from, survivors to healthcare professionals to entrepreneurs. So anything in all of that, we would love to hear from you. And we will have the premiere for the American version very soon. Information on that. What will you start up today? Have a good day. Be good. Bye. Happy Halloween.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.